Okay, so the beginning of Perek Nun Ches, Hashem is speaking to Yeshaya. Hashem tells Yeshaya, Kro v'goron al tach soch. Call out with your throat. V'goron, in your throat, with your throat, al tach soch. Do not withhold. Kashayfor harim kolecha, shout loudly, like one blows a shofar. V'yagel yami pesham, it's a very good pasuk for ever shredish el. Because on Sunday, the way we begin to blow shofar. Right, so kashoyfer horim kolecho, like with the shoyfer, raise your voice. V'hagei liyami pishon, and declare to my nation their sins. Ulevei Yaakov chatoisom, and to Beit Yaakov their inadvertent sins. So here, Hashem is telling Yeshaya, I want you to give musar to the Jewish people, and I want you to call out very loudly. Don't withhold. Don't be afraid. Don't withhold the musar and speak up and let them give it to them. Now, there is a very interesting Rashi, and this is based upon the Medrash, and the Rashi is focusing on the point why here are there two different expressions, Ani and Beis Yaakov. With regard to Ani, we use the term Pesham. Pesha. Pesha means a sin that's done b'mezid. And then we have the other expression, Beis Yaakov, the word Chatoisam, which a Chet is a term that refers to an inadvertent sin. Shoigeg. So Rashi, look at the Rashi. Rashi is based on the Medrash. It's based on the Gemara about Metzia, not a Medrash. Gemara about Metzia. V'hagei li'ami pesham. Ami elu talmidei chacham. The Ami, my nation, refers to the higher, the upper, the more sophisticated Jewish people. The talmidei chachamim. Shekol shilgasam pesha. When they commit a sin by accident, they are held to a higher standard. I consider it to be a pesh as if they have done nadera b'mezit. Why? Sheshigas talmidei chachamim zodun, a sin that's done by a talmid chacham by accident is considered to be done. It has the status of a mezit. Now the Gemara elaborates because shayutzrichem ledatik b'tamei halacha. Since this is what they do the entire day. This is their role. They should know better. And therefore, even though it appears that to them it was a mistake, they should have learned better. I'll read you the words of the Gemara. Shahayu tzrichim ledaktek betame halacha. They should have been ledaktek. Now, this is not from the Medrash, it's from the bear of the Medrash, or the Gemara. They should have been ledaktek in the tame halacha. V'loy lahoros in the Mishnah. The Gemara there says they decided halacha from a statement in the Mishnah. And the Gemara says that you're not supposed, for us, this is not an issue for us. We learn halacha from the Shulchan Aruch, from the much later source. But in the time of the Gemara, Talmidei Chachamim, there are Mishnayos. And just because this halacha is presented in a Mishnah does not mean that is the final word, because there are other Mishnayos which contradict this Mishnah. And you have to understand, you have to compare one Mishnah to another, understand the reasonings, and then you'll come out of halacha. So if they get lazy, and they just want to take what it says literally in the Mishnah, that is considered to be a sin on their level, and therefore we refer to the Beis Yaakov as a pesha. But then we go
gross
to the
negligence.
Gross negligence. Now we go to the next expression, Beis Yaakov chatosam elu ame ha'oretz, Rashi says. The Beis Yaakov aliyam haratzim sh'av zidoinam shiloga, they are not accountable, it's not their fault. They are in the status of a tinuk shenishba, a child that has been taken as a captive. It's not their fault. And they're not to be blamed for their ignorance. And therefore, Hashem says, "I will not hold you responsible." Now, what exactly is the sense of pasuk base? Yosi yom yom yidroishun. Hashem says, "You now here we're going. Here he's beginning his tirade against the Jewish people. Now, let me first explain the entire theme outside. Then we'll go to the inside." He's going to present what appears to be something very praiseworthy. The Jewish people, they come every single day to the Beis HaKnesses, they come every day to the Beis Medrash, and they fast, and they do everything that appears to be right. But Yeshaya is going to say, and said, you're just a bunch of fakers. It's all lip service, and it's a good show. But inside your minds, and inside your hearts, you're not with the program. You're not sincere. You fast and you daven and you give tzedakah, but you don't really care. You don't really mean. It doesn't mean anything to you. And therefore, Hashem says to me, it also means nothing. So here he begins describing what they do. And at face value, it seems that what he's saying is very good. These are very praiseworthy praiseworthy. These are very good things that they did. The Osi Hashem says, "Me concerning me Hashem, Yom Yom Yidroshun. You seek me out every single day. You come to the Beis Hakneses every single day. V'das Dirachai Yechpatzun. You go to Shiurim. You want to understand my ways. You want Yechpatzun. You want to understand the way, the knowledge of my ways. Kigoy, you are a nation. You are like a nation. This is referring to Klal Yisrael Asher Tzedaka Osa that has done righteousness." They have not abandoned the judgment, the laws of their God. You ask your Rabbanim, the Mishpatim of Tzedek. You want to come close to God. Yechbatsun means you want. Kirvas to come close. Elokim, you want to come close to God. But then what happens? You come to Shul, you daven, you fast, you do everything what appears to be right. You come to Shiurim, and things are not going well. You're suffering. The economy is not good. There are a lot of problems, many different types of problems. And then what do? You complain. After a while, you say, "Lomet samnu." You say to Hashem, "What's going on here? Why have we fasted? V'lo re'isa? You have not seen our fast. We have not got credit for what we have done because the situation has not improved. Ininu nafshenu. We have afflicted our souls." Below Seda, it appears that you, Hashem, are not aware of all of these things that we are doing to come close to you. So now, in the middle of the pasuk, Hashem answers Klal Yisrael. Hashem goes, Hashem, through Yishai, of course, Hashem says some very harsh words. Hashem says, you know, I'll tell you why, because on a fast day, what is the purpose of a fast day? A person does not eat, he's in pain, and the pain is supposed to inspire him to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to think about his evil ways and think about making the Cheshbon HaNefesh. You fast, okay, very good. But you're hungry, so what do? So, I gotta do something to pass the time, to kill the time. I'll play some games, I'll go online, I'll go to work. I'll keep my mind occupied with things that I enjoy so that I don't feel the pain of the fast. Is that the purpose? And what do you say? I fasted. Oh, look, I'm a good guy. I fasted. So Hashem says, is that the purpose of the fast? I want you to fast so you should bring yourself into a frame of mind of doing tshuva, not to afflict yourself and then figure out a way to kill the time. Hashem responds, hey, and behold, biyom, on the day tzomchem of your fasting, tim tzu chefetz. It's a fascinating pasuk. You seek out things, events, techniques that you enjoy. Chayfetz means that you want, that keep your mind occupied to forget about the physical pain of fasting. The chol atzveichem, your sadness, when you come to a state of sorrow and tsar, realizing that you're sinners, all of your pain and sorrow, tin gosu, you push away. You push away, that to go through means to push. You push away, Tidchaku, the Mitzudo says. You push away by doing activities that cause you to pass the time and go to work, right? You go to work, so that's the best way you can pass off Tisha B'Av. It's hard to fast the whole day. It's a long time. So you'll find things to do in order you should not have to think about the fasting. And then the Hashem goes for this, and this is an amazing pasuk dalet. Hein lariv umatzah tatsumu. What happens on Yom Kippur? The whole week around. So everyone has people they don't like. I mean, unless you're really a very high madrega. Not everyone gets along with everyone. I think we all know that. Not everyone likes each other. That's the way the world is. So most of the year, you don't have the people that you do not like, you do not have to see. I mean, unless you're in a job where you're really, really stuck with someone, then it's torture. It's 24/7 to live with people that you don't like. But generally speaking, you plan your life to avoid not to come in contact with people that you dislike. But when you come to shul, I mean, that's really what it says over here. You come to the Beis Haknes, it could be the time of Chazal, they had only, you know, they had much fewer Batei Kenesios, not like today, where people, obviously, there are so many Batei Kenesios, almost every 25 people do a study in this neighborhood, in Flatbush, just about every 25 people is another Beis Haknesis. Once you come to a point when you can have 25 people, it's really a new shul. It's a breakaway menu. That's really, that's the way it is in this neighborhood. It's not necessarily a bad thing, because everyone wants that opportunity. Everyone wants an opportunity to participate. When you come to a very big shul, you come to a shul, you have 400, 500 people, so you're just a number. You're not able to participate in the service and to have some importance. So, I mean, it's a tough course. Some people are not interested. What? So there's a balance. There's Broivam Hadras Melech, absolutely. It's a beautiful thing to have 93,000 people to come together in MetLife. But there's also an Indian that a person has to feel some degree of importance. You're just a number among one of 93,000 sitting there in the audience and you have absolutely no meaning, no nothing. So, you know, there has to be a balance. There are times when there's Berovam and there are times when there is a sense of importance. Okay, I don't know. Everyone is obviously different. Over here, it appears that we're living over here in a situation where you come to a larger gathering, and in this larger gathering, you see your enemies. You see the people that you do not like. So what do? You fight with them. So if there was not, let's say it's a special Yom Tzom, the Rabbanim have declared that on this day, everyone must come to Shul. We're going to have a special Yom Tzom. No work, everyone's not allowed to go to work, you have to come to shul. And then you come to shul and you see your enemies. What do you do the whole time? You have to fight with your enemies. So it would have been better for you to go to work and avoid your enemy and not get into fight and speak Lashon Hara and develop a sinah for people that you don't like than to come to this gathering and sit next to your enemies and fight with them and curse them and deepen your hatred. And it comes to the point even where there are fist fights. Hain, behold, Lariv, for quarreling, Umatzah, strife, Tatsumu, you fast. You declare a fast day, it seems, just for the purpose of coming to Shul to fight. Some people, they love to fight. Ulhako is be'egrof. It comes to the point where you beat each other with your fist. The egg of Resha, that goes together. Egg of Resha means a wicked fist. With a fist of wickedness. Load.
It's automatic, isn't it?
What?
Raise your hand.
Yeah, Lama Sakes Reach Rosha, Lama Sake Reach. That's maybe where it comes from. The Egrof Resha with a wicked fist. Lo Sotsumu Chayom. Now this expression means Chayom means like the day. The way the day should be observed. You do not fast on this day the way it was meant to be. Lehashmiya Bamarom Kolchem, to raise up to heaven your voice. You don't do this. You do not fast the way it was meant to be. You do not, the word lo goes on the word Lehashmiya Bamarom Kolchem. You do not raise up to the heavens your voice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But instead, the purpose of this gathering is nothing more than a social event to speak Lashon Hara and to further your hatred for the other parts of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Hey, HaChozeh Yet Soim Ev Chorei, Hashem says, is this the type of fast that I will choose? That I choose for you? That you choose for yourself? That I will be pleased in, I will have satisfaction, as if I have chosen this day as a day for myself, Hashem says. Yom Anos Adam, a day to afflict, Yom Anos Adam Nafsho, this type of day where man afflicts his neshama, it's nonsense. Halachov Ke'agmon Rosho, people, they come to shul and they bend. Halachov means to bend. Ke'agmon means like a reed. Rosho, their head, they bend down in humility before Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'sak V'efer Yatsia, and they put around their body sackcloth and ash. Yatsia means they spread out. They sit down on sackcloth and dust and ash, or they dress themselves in sackcloth and ash. They spread this out. Halazet tikra, and so it's all lip service. It's all just external actions. There's no meaning. There's no kavana. Halazet tikra tzom biyom rotzom laHashem. Is this? Will this be called a day of fast and a day of will laHashem? To do this just to come and put on sack clothing and to fast and to bend your head to go through this emotions. Pasuk Vav Halazet Soim Ev Chorei. Hashem repeats himself. I'm sorry. And so now Hashem, I'll tell you how to fast. If you really want to fast, I'll tell you the type of fast day that I have chosen, that I will choose for myself as a day that I am proud of. This is the type of fast day that I will choose to take pride in. Number one, Pateach Chartzubos Resha. Chartzubos is an unusual word. It means the knots. It's like the word of a kesha, the knots. To open up the knots of wickedness. Hater, and then the pasuk repeats itself. It's the same. These next few words really parallel the word Pateach Chartzubos Resha. Hater means to open. That parallels the word Pateach. Agudos means the bonds, the bundle of wickedness. Mota means a staff. It means oppression. That when a master oppresses his servant, he takes a stick and he beats him up. So it's an expression that means to undo the bond of servitude. The shalach ritzutzim chavshim, sent free those that have been broken, those that have been crushed. And this refers to a problem which is discussed in Yecheskel, I think in much more detail. It was a very big problem. The Torah says that if you have an Eved Ivri is only allowed to work for you for 6 years. On the seventh year, the Eved Ivri goes free. It seems an ongoing problem in Klal Yisrael is that people are Jewish slaves, and after 6 years, they couldn't kill less. They kept them as slaves. They refused to release from their control Jewish slaves after 6 years. So here Yeshaya is addressing exactly this problem. There are people that are oppressing their fellow Jews. They're treating them as slaves. They're actually slaves, and they are not releasing them when their time has come. So that's what it says in Ritzutzim. Ritzutzim means to be broken, to be crushed. And its eternity refers to a Jewish slave. A Jewish slave is humiliated, he is crushed, he is broken by his service to his master, and the master should have already freed him, but he does not do so. So here Yeshaya says, V'shalach ritzutzim chavshim. If you really want to do tshuva, first thing is, release the slaves. Send forth the ritzutzim, the slaves that are crushed, chavshim, free. V'chol mota, and every staff, means every bond, everything which you are in control of, everything which you illegally take hold of. Mota means a step, but here it's an expression referred to what you hold on to. Yeah?
Like motos.
Yeah.
That the spies brought
the poles. The poles that they held on the payros from Eretz Yisrael. So the whole mota, so here means a pole, but in the context it refers to something, a yoke. Look at the Mitzudos Tzion in Pasuk Vav. Mota Inyon. What does this mota? It literally means a pole, and in this context it means a yoke. When you have an animal, you want to control the movements of an animal. You take wood and you attach it to its neck, both sides of its neck and along its shoulders. I'm not exactly sure that the configuration and different types of yokes, but you put some type of a couple of beams around the two sides of the neck or the four sides of the neck of an animal, and there are some type of controls with ropes, and you're able to control it. So the raw material of the yoke are pieces of wood which resemble motos, resemble poles. So here Hashem is saying, take off the yoke of the victims of people that you have no right to control. Mota in atse ha'ol, the wood of the yoke, kimo mosros umotos, ropes and poles. Tenateku means you shall untie, you shall release. So Hashem says, if you really want to do tshuva, the real tshuva is to let the servants go free and release the yoke of bondage from those that are legally under your control. Then what else should you do to do tshuva? Give tzedakah. You have to do things. Don't just go through motions and bend down. It doesn't cost anything to bow. It doesn't cost anything to put on sackcloth and to put on sneakers. You have them in the closet. If you really want to do tshuva, it has to hurt. You know how it hurts? The wallet. That's where it hurts the most. Take out money out of your pocket and give it to the poor. Halo, faros, loroy vlachmecha, break. To break bread, take your bread, what goes in your mouth, and give it to someone else. To the hungry, your bread. V'aniyim merudim tavivoyis. Bring the lowly poor. Merudim means the yorut, the very, very low people that you jaw drops. I have to bring this guy into my house. I can't do this. But this guy is also a person. He's also a human being. He's also one of Hashem's creations. Bring the aniyim erudim, the lowliest of the poor, into your home. We have this by many tzaddikim. You know these stories, mm-hmm. how they used to bring these people into their home. It's hard to believe. So if you see a naked person, cover him up. From your own bosom. This is a scary pasuk. It's a very, very famous pasuk, which means charity starts at home. Charity starts some. Your own relatives, people are. Some people are very, very, very generous and very well known in the community, and they have their own relatives, their own bosav adam, are starving and going through very difficult times, and these people can easily help them. But there's always a cheshbon. There's always a reason why. No, not from my own brother, not from my own sister. They're going to be different. So here the pasuk says, charity starts at home. Umbesarcha, from your bosav lo tisalam, do not conceal from your relatives. Look at what the Mitzudos pasuk zan v'sarcha lo tischasa atzva mikroivcha, from your relatives. He learned pasuk. It means here from your relatives. Rashi says v'sarcha mikroivcha, also from your relatives. Don't conceal yourself. Yeah.
All these previous it's just another stood on Roman road to the
patient. Yes, it is 100%. Exactly. The beginning of the first nevuah, the very beginning of Sefer Yishai from Chazon. We lay on Shabbos Hazon. What I don't need your sacrifices or lip service. I want your hearts. Your hearts and souls, 100%. It's another spin off. You're right. So what's the repetition? I do not know.
So is that Kosh Baruch Hu telling us more and spread versus Benotam?
Okay, maybe you want to say that here. He's referring to Pasek Yiperik Yishai Pasek Yidalf. Lomli Roiv Zivchechem Yem HaShem Savati Oilois Eilim Bechelet Mirim Vidam Porim Uchivasim Batudim Loi Chofotzti Ki Savohu Leroz Pemiri Keishos Vietchem Rumos Chatzeroi. So you want to say Gurin instead of deer refers to Bin Adam Lamakam. Here it's more emphasizing there is Hashem is there when you come Bin Adam Lamakam, you should be sincere. Here the emphasis is more Bin Adam Lachavera. Interpersonal, not so it seems so over here. That seems what it's addressing. Go break open, open up the yoke that you put upon these four people and give them tzedakah and tzarcha lo tisalam. Okay. But then when he goes on to tell them what they should do to Ben Adam L'Chaveray, okay, it's interesting. So the Musar is what's all the Ben Adam L'Makom, and what you should be focusing on is Ben Adam L'Chaveray. It's a little bit different than Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph, he doesn't tell them, just says that it's just phony. This whole.
It tells them a little bit over there. Pasuk Yitzayim. Then you like the Yishuv.
Aha, so also Ben Adam L'Chaveray. Okay, you're right. Alman, okay. Okay. It's also but also a response Ben Adam L'Chaveray. Okay, you're right. So what's the repetition? I don't know. Obviously, it's a very good question. There has to be a significant answer to the difference between why is there repeating this theme twice. Maybe not only twice, I'm sure we'll look. Yeah, okay, but I'm sure this is something a different focus.
Remember we had the Shadows telling them, you eat at your table, so you used to cheat the fellow Jews, you call them to get us back.
Yeah, it's all over. This thing, I'm sure if you look carefully, you'll find this thing in many places. You'll start look carefully, but here he goes to town. Pasik Ches, Hashem, if you go and you'll pay, you'll do what I tell you to do, then I will reward you. You will be rewarded us then. Your light will break forth like the morning. It will, Yiboka means to break forth, also means to will be enlightened, like the Shachar Erecha, Va'aruchoscha Mehira Sitzmach. Your healing. The word Arucha, that's a very common word in Yishai, in Tanakh, means your healing will quickly sprout. Your righteousness will precede you, and the honor of Hashem will gather you in. Person will live a life of dignity. The Mitzudo says, so this is a very interesting person. Even the Mitzudos is interpreting this pasuk in a more mystical sense. That's not the derech of the Mitzudos. Normally, he likes to interpret the pasukim in a more in a more pshat-oriented sense. But here he says that if a person will be righteous when a whole time will come, he will leave this world, then his righteous deeds will go before him and serve as an advocate for Yom Hadin. And there's a very well-known, there's a Medrash, the Gemara says, I'll read the Gemara, it's more in Masechta Sota. V'holach lefonecha tzkecha, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yehud, Nesan kol oisev mitzvah achas b'olam. As a person has one mitzvah in this world, mikadamto, the mitzvah that he has done goes before him, v'holechas lefonev lo'olam haba. Every time a person does a mitzvah, he creates some type of malach, or some type of representative of the mitzvah, and that mitzvah goes in front of him and paves the way and declares this person did the mitzvah. Shenemar v'holach lefonecha tzvikecha. In the next part of the pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Himself will, the honor of Hashem will gather the person into Olam Haba. Shakadosh Baruch Hu, this is a psittur rabasi. This next thing comes from psittur rabasi, Perik Beis. Shakadosh Baruch Hu. Period. What does this mean? When a person dies, if he has children, the children take care of the nifter. That when a tzaddik dies, Hashem takes care of the tzaddik. And this pasuk, and what does it say? The honor of Hashem is the one that will gather in the person into the next world. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, who buried Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was the ultimate tzaddik and he was buried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we don't know what this means, obviously this is very, very mystical, but a tzaddikim, we learn from this passage that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the next world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the tzaddik into his Makom HaMenucha in Olam HaEmes. Pasuk test. Oz tik, if a person does what he's supposed to do, if he frees the slaves and he does righteousness, then the person will call out for Hashem Yana. This is the most incredible thing, that a person will merit that his tefillos will be heard. We can't even begin to imagine what a bracha that is. That a person, whatever he needs, he comes to shul, he davens, and Hashem does whatever he wants. It's the most incredible bracha a person can have, that he's guaranteed that Hashem will accept his prayers. And those that he blessed, that's what it says in the brachas of I don't remember the exact words, that those that you bless will be blessed and those that you curse will be cursed. Amravinu, it says it also by the brachas before the Torah and Parash thing, it says it also in various parts of the Torah. Over here it says that you'll do what's righteous, Oz Tikra v'Hashem Yana, you will call out and Hashem will answer you, Tishava, you will cry out, V'yomar Hineini. Unbelievable. Hashem will say, here I am. I'm at your service. Incredible. If you were good to, you do more, you help out my people. Mida Kenegimi, very good. So they cry for justice, for you help them, Hashem will help you. V'yomar Hineini. Imtase mitoichacha mota. If you remove from within you mota, the mota means the rod, the pole, the yoke. We'll just translate as the yoke. If you remove from within your environment, within your business, oppression. People in business, you'll take away the suffering from your workers. And furthermore, and this is an incredible pasuk. Shalach etzba. Now, shalach etzba goes back on the word im. If you will, it goes back on the two words im tosir. If you will take away the finger that you've been pointing. People love to blame everyone else. And how do they blame? They point. He did it. You, it's your fault. It's not a nice thing to point. It's not a nice thing to direct blame. So here Hashem says, if only you will imtasir, take those two words in the beginning of the pasuk and attach to the word shalach etzpa, if you will remove the sending forth of the finger. Stop pointing the finger at someone else. Vidaber oven. And if you will remove, it also goes back on the end of the passage, if you will stop speaking iniquity, speaking sinfully about your friends, then you will be blessed with everything that we mentioned in the previous couple of pasuk, Zayin, Ches, and Tes. Furthermore, Visofek lo rohiv nafshecha, this is a beautiful expression, you will bring forth to the hungry, to the rohiv, those that are famished, your neshama. And that means you will speak to them kindly. Now, shecha, sometimes all a person really needs is some kind words to show that you care about them. Or forget about even talking, just to listen. Some people, if you just give them 5 minutes, they want to tell you something. And you listen, and you don't talk about yourself, you hear what they have to say, it can totally change their frame of mind. And that's what it says. Here's the roiv, the person that's hungry. If you'll just, this suffix, give forth, what will you give them? I'm not giving you money, I don't have what to give you. I'm not giving you a job, I don't have anything to get, I'm poor myself, but I'll give you part of my neshama. I'll listen to you, I'll talk to you, I'll commiserate with you. I'll just give a lending ear. The nefesh na'anot haspia, and a soul that's afflicted, you will satisfy. You can satisfy a person in many ways. If you'll do only these little things, Hashem says, I'll bless you with such enormous blessing. Your light will shine in darkness. And this that in the past was ofel, was dark, pitch black dark, will now light up like the midday. That Zaharayim is the afternoon when the sun is in its tekef, is in its intensity. So if you will only be kind to the poor and help out those people that need help, I will reward you by shining my light upon you, upon your darkness, and enlightening like midday your darkness. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'nochach Hashem tamid, Hashem will guide you. Okay, that's a beautiful expression. Yinahik, Hashem will serve. It's always good to have guidance and to know where to go and to feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu is holding you by the hand and taking you through difficult times in life. V'nochach Hashem tamid, Hashem will be with you at all moments of time. He'll guide you always. Yinahik comes from the word yinahik, to guide you. Yancheni b'magle tzedek, guide me b'magle Tzedek v'hispia b'tzach tzochos nafshecha. That tzachtzochos is an unusual word. It means dryness, yovesh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will satisfy your neshama during times of dryness. Either it can be taken literally at the time when there's a drought, or it means the dry times of life where things just don't seem to go the way you want. Hashem will bring you satisfaction v'atzmoisecha yachlitz. Now this is the Nusach HaTfilah. Your bones will be yachlitz. What do those two words mean? Chilutz, we say this in the chilutz atzamos. It means, so it's translated in all of the Siddurim as the strengthening of the bones. If I'm not mistaken, that's what they translate it in the art scroll. Your bones will be strengthened.
It used to be the word for exercise.
Oh, so exercise, that's not so simple. Why it means, so where does it come from? Let's explain. So someone once told me that he doesn't like what it says in all the translations. He doesn't like the translation of chilutz atzamos, means the bones will be strengthened, because chilutz, yachlitz, comes from the word of chalitza, and chalitza means to loosen. Chalitzas hanoal, you untie the shoe. Chalitzas tefillin, you untie the tefillin. Anytime there's a kesha, you have a knot, there's a knot, you untie the knot, it's called chalitza. So if you take the word yachlitz atzamos, chalitzos atzamos, chilutz atzamos, like it says here in this pasuk, the atzmosecha yachalitz, that would mean that the bones are loosened. So what does that mean? You don't want the bones to be loosened. What? So you say just that means exercise, because when you exercise, you are moving the bones in your joints, and that's healthy. So you're loosening a shtickle, the muscles. You're not letting the muscles become tense. You're causing the muscles to stretch. You're causing the bones to move around in their sockets. You're loosening the bones. One bone is loosened from the other. Now, that's a nice shot. Very nice. But that's not really the way... What?
Osteoporosis.
What?
Osteoporosis.
I can't hear.
Osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis. Okay. To loosen the bones. But you should know that's not what it says here in the Mitzudos. So I want to explain what it means. We once discussed this. Look at what it says in the verse in Rash. Rash, yachlitz, yizayin. Chalutzei tzava means the strong of the army. Okay, the target, you have to look at, what does he have? A target, I don't have a target in front of me. So that's not, okay, so over here Rashi translates, it means the strength to be mechazek yourself, strong. Look at the Mitzudos. Yachlitz, zelbazach. Yizayin, to arm, kumachalutit sava, beratzaloma, yavri, v'yachazik. to strengthen, to become strong. The Mitzudas David elaborates, the Atzmasech Yachlips, Yari V'yechazek es Atzmasecha V'zochar es Atzamos L'fitche Mos Stei HaGuf, refer to the bones because that's the foundation of the body of the bones. If the bones are strong, then everything in the body is strong. So it appears that Rashi and the Mitzudas clearly translate the word Yachlits to mean strengthen. So this perish that these new people have come along and said that it means to loosen, based upon the word of chalitza, is not in agreement with Rashi, and not that it's wrong, it was not in agreement with Rashi and the Mitzudos. So the question is, well, these other people are right, that the word yachlitz means to loosen. The answer is a very common expression. You have the same word, yishrosh, yisharesh, sokol, yisakel. The same exact word, when you change the nikun, especially when you change the first letter, the vowel, to a chirik, it changes it to the opposite meaning. Yishrosh. But it means, it doesn't mean the opposite. What?
To exercise, for example, means to strengthen one's muscles.
But it says the bones. Bones. Okay. But let me just tell you that expression we explain. If you want to take the part of yachlitz to loosen, so we understand it means exercise. Granted, no questions asked. But also, in a very how do we understand Rashi and the Mitzudos? So the answer is that yishrosh yisharish. What does it mean? Yishrosh, to take root. Yisharish means to uproot.
Right.
Sokol means to put a stone, to throw a stone down on something. Yisakel, to remove the stone.
The same thing, kadosh and kadesha.
Kadosh means
holy. Kadesha is just the opposite.
I think it here means the same. It's designated. Kadosh just means that it's designated. What is it designated for? It's either designated for holy purposes or designated for unholy purposes. Okay, that's an idea. But Kadosh, Kadesh, it's an idea. Simply, it's understood in the designation. You're saying, simply the word Kadosh has nothing to do with holiness. That's a similar approach. It just means set aside, designated. So we use it as a borrowed term that it's set aside for holy purposes. But since the word literally means designation, you also can use it in reference to a woman or a man being set aside for the purpose of sin. You're saying a new approach, that the word kadosh, by definition, the shorish means holiness or unholiness, and all depending on the vowels, you'll flip it from one extreme to another extreme. Perhaps, that's an idea. But take that, there are many examples of this idea. I told you that I tried to take you to use this idea to explain to you a long time ago, Tzion, and why is Yerushalayim called Tzion? We spoke about this a few times. Because there's another word in Tanakh, it appears in Yeshai, it's even in the Kinos all over the place, Tzoyon, with the commas, Tzoyon. And that means a dry, arid land. Tzoyon. A land, a piece of land that choroiv bit soyon, like the dryness, the parched, the intense heat, the intense dryness, the lack of any molecule of moisture in a land that is dry as can possibly be. So you take the word soyon, and then you play with the vowels, so you change it from soyon to tsioin. That means the complete extreme opposite. It's a land that's moist, that's wet. And in the vernacular of Chazal, what is water? Hoy kol tzame l'chu l'mayim, ein mayim ela Torah. What is unique about Eretz Yisrael, by Yerushalayim? Ki mitzioin teitze soira. So tzoyon means a land that's dry. Tzioin means a land that's wet. What is it wet with? What is wet? What means water? What is water? Water is mayim. What's mayim? It's Torah. Call hoy called some luchul mayim. Now you understand the pasuk. He needs tzion teitzei soira. Okay, that's going. That's what I just told you. A little bit of a drush. I asked a very big expert. I asked a very big expert on Diktuk, and he told me. I asked him if this he could say something I just said. He told me maybe he doesn't know for sure because that's a noun. And this rule of yishrosh, yisharesh, sokol yisakel is by verbs. It's not, but it's not necessarily a kadosh and a kadesha. You're trying. He told me it's not necessarily wrong. He told me it's an idea. It's something to look into. This is a very, very big authority in TikTok. So he says it's not necessarily wrong, but he has to ask the Nachi. He has two very big authorities. They said it's not. It's there's something there. I told someone else. He told me no. He told me something correct. Another person from this shul who also knows a lot about TikTok. He told me no. He tried to bring me rice and he said this even by nouns. So you see, it's something which has to do. But here we don't have that problem. I don't mean that because here you have the same thing with chalitza with a patach. Chalitza means to loosen. Chalitzas hanoal, to loosen the shoe. Chalitzas tefillin, to loosen the tefillin from your arm. But when you change it from with a chalitza. Chalitza, to yachalitz, or better, what we say in Dan, chilutz atzamos. That's the ultimate chilutz. Pat achirik chilutz atzamos. That's mamish the rule. Yishrash yishareish. That's mamish exactly on the mark. And here as well, it means then from loosen to tighten, to strengthen. You want to fasten tightly. Then it means you want the bones, adaraba. The worst thing is for the bones to fall out of their sockets. I'm not bucking all the medical terminology, but when people get old, it's a very big problem when the bones are not firmly fastened in their sockets. They get loose, the muscles and all the whole cavity which keeps the bones, everything together, softens up and becomes brittle, and it's not so simple. You want health. Good health is when the bones are firmly fastened in their socket. So it's mamish pumfakert. That's what it means over here. It means over here, the atzmoitzecha yachalitz, may your bones be strengthened, may your bones be firmly fastened in their sockets. V'yisa, you will be kigan, rava, you'll be like a garden that's watered, uchmotze mayim, that produced, and this is another very beautiful expression, uchmotze mayim, that brings forth water, asher lo yichazvu meimov, the waters do not lie. The waters cause of this expression is used. Other man lies. The waters are faithful. A brecha is emes because there's a emes means this goes to the ksuba. It means let me go backwards. In the ksuba it says they go to a wedding. I'm sure you'll go to weddings every so often. You hear them read the ksuba. They say that this man will support his wife. What's the nusach of the ksuba? Haven't gone to one in a very long time. I forgot what it says. How could I forget this? I want to spend so much time learning with the nuschos of the ksuba. I've got the exact list, but it says that the kushta, that man will support his wife with kushta. What's kushta? Emes.
Faithfully.
Oh, so you just now interpreted the word emes.
Okay.
You had a very general, very nice homiletic interpretation of what it means, like a rabbi under the chuppah, homiletic, that this man is promised, he has signed the document, he will support his wife through kushta faith. But that's not what it says. It doesn't say be'emuna with hemnusa in the ksuba. It says be'kushta. So what does that mean? What does that mean, be'kushta? It comes from this pasuk. It's an incredibly yichidish. It means continuously. The man should not say, listen, wife, I'm supporting you. And then a year later he says, listen, I'm going on business. I'm going to Africa, I'm going to China, I'm starting a business. And listen, I'm going away, you're on your own, too bad for you. You figure out what to do when I'm away. I'm not supporting you, you're not working, you have five kids here. You figure, 1 year you have 35 kids. You figure out what to do. You figure out how to make parnasa. I'm gone, I need a vacation. Enough of this, changing diapers, not for me anymore. I'm going away for 2 years. I'll see you in 2 years. Good luck. Who's going to support me for 2 years? Your problem. No. A husband promises his wife when he marries her that he will support her continuously. Where do you see that in the ksuba? Bekushta. Where does kushta mean? You taiched it faithfully. I'm giving you a new taich. I'm taiching it to mean continuously. Where do you see it means continuously? In this pasuk. In this pasuk it says, It will produce water. Asher lo yichazvu meimav. The waters do not lie. What does that mean? It's not mafsik. The waters don't stop. The waters continue to flow. Look at the mitzudos. The mitzudos says, uchmeimav lo pasik yud aleph. The hayisa. Look at you must see this mitzvah inside. The yisa ties sova mitov kagana sova min amayim. Kaderech ahu lashkoisa b'chol eis, you water a garden at all times. Uchemaytzi mayim tiem b'chol eis meshupa b'toiva, and at all moments in time there will be a benefit. There will be a continuous flow of good. Kimakar like a makar, like a spring. Hamoytzi mayim asher hamayim hanoitvim enam nifsakin. They do not stop. It's continuous. I believe, I don't have the Targum in front of me, I believe the Targum Taka says the word, Ashalo Yechaz, we have a Targum, anyone have a Targum here? I believe the Targum says also, not mafsik, something like that, I don't have it in front of me. But at least the Mitzvah is clear as day. So now you know when you come to a wedding and they say that the husband promises to support his wife, Bikushta. Kushta means MS. MS in contrast to Kozov. Kozov means a lie, falsehood. Right? Asher lichazvu meimav. Kozav means a lie. What's the lie? When it comes to water coming out of a spring, the metaphor is continuously, without any break. And that's what a man signs away his life. Under the chuppah, he will continuously support his wife without any hefsek. It's a very powerful tzad. Also, by the way, Derech Agav, okay, we're really way over time. Derech Agav, Kozvi. I heard this from Rav Shur. Why was Kozbi, and go back a few parshios, Pinchas, he took the knife and he stabbed Kozbi and Zimri. Who was Kozbi? She was the woman. She was the woman from Midian, that Zimri was Mizanu with. Why does the Torah have to tell us her name? We need to know the name of this non-Jewish woman. What's the purpose of knowing her name? Her name was Kozbi. Torah doesn't generally, by the Ish Mitzri, Moshe went, Vayar Ish Ivri Maki Ish Mitzri. Do we know the name of the Ish Mitzri? Is it important to know his name? It's not important to know his name.
He also had
Shlomis, but that was Jewish. But here she's a non-Jewish woman. This man Zimri was Mizana with a non-Kozbi. So Meshur, he told us, he said that, what is Kozbi? Look at this place, right? It means a lie. Kozov, that's a Lo yichazuv does not lie. It means a lie. Why did Zimri was shimizana with her? Taiva. Every taiva to do an avera, it's a lie. It's just a big lie. It seems like, if only I'll be able to fulfill my desire, I'll be able to satisfy my taiva, I'll be fulfilled in this world. That's why a person sins. He sees here this woman, he needs to be with her. If only he'll be able to satisfy his type, he'll be fulfilled in life. Kozvi, that's the woman he wants to sin with. It's a big lie. You think that doing the Avera, you'll be satisfied. It's a big lie. Just a lie. Just a taiva, and it's a fleeting moment. And when the Avera is over, you realize you've been fooled all along, and in the process, you've rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the Torah told us the name of that woman, to teach us this yisod, that an avera, the taiva, to do an avera, we have to always remember, it's nothing more than the lie of the Yetzer Hara.
In Arabic, kes is shekel.
Yeah, it's Aramaic, it's Hebrew, it's Hebrew. It's lo yichazvu meimav. Aramaic comes from Hebrew, it's Hebrew. Okay, we'll stop here.